The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Great company,
great laughs,
and the music you love. Today FM.
It all happens here.
So after months of speculation last Thursday, Garth Brooks announced the best news we've heard in a very long time. He's going to play Croke Park on the 9th and 10th of September. It was a beautiful sunny day yesterday in Dublin's fair city, and we were all down in Croke Park. And I mean, everybody was in Croke Park yesterday. And Garth, I'm delighted to be talking to you on Today FM right now.
I can't tell you how happy I am to be sitting here, because we did this before.
Yes.
so happy to think that this thing might become a reality.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of questions about the five, because they're, you know, the council have given the go-ahead for five. You're only putting two on sale at this stage. At the start of the press conference, you were talking about, I don't think we'd be able to do that. Towards the end of it, though, I think you warmed to the idea that maybe we would be able to.
Well, just you want to make each show different. So we said, if it's one show, two show, you want to include them all. Yeah. But come on, man, I think 2014 was a freaking miracle. I mean, that's 400,000 tickets. I don't know if that happens here every day. It sure as hell doesn't happen in my life every day. So that was wild. And now I think it's however many years later.
I do have to remember, though, we've been starved of class entertainment over the last couple of years as well. You know?
This place breeds class entertainment. Yeah. You guys know music better than any other place on the planet. So,
well, I mean, you actually spoke about that a lot. And I know you've done gigs all over the place, but like on a world scale, how important is Ireland to you?
Because, God,
you
know, it's it.
Is it? Like, what is it? Because a lot of artists have said that, but you've said it more than most.
Well, it's like you guys all sing on pitch.
Yeah.
You all know your lyric. You're all got great timing. The crowd that comes here, you know, they do odd jobs. They do all kinds of jobs, right? They sing better than I do. Right. And this is what I do for a living. So it's fun to get to play in there. And it's fun because they know the songwriters. They know everything. They know who played on the records. That's like dying and going to heaven without dying. You know, that's fun.
They've done their research. They're living. They're kind of getting ready for the gig, and they're preparing themselves for it. And then the climax comes when you come on stage.
Well, I don't know. All I know is I can tell you this, and I've said it in every interview. If you wonder about the sincerity of it, the best place you can play is Ireland.
Yeah. Yeah, because you were talking about Madison. Was it Madison? Central Park? Madison Square?
Yes.
Yeah. A million people.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then you said, but Ireland.
We did Ireland 3 months before Central Park, and people were going, Central Park will forever be your crown jewel. Yeah. I said, wait a minute. Wait till you see Dublin, Ireland. Yeah. It was crazy. And the footage from Dublin was ungodly for me. I thought it was very cool.
You know the difference between U.S. country and Irish country? Do you? I mean, like, you know, there's an Irish country like the Daniel O'Donnells of this world and people like that. Do you know what the difference is? I'm always trying to work it out.
I think everybody's got their own take on it, but, you know, try to remember the same guy that produced our records produced Daniel's records, you know. So Alan Reynolds is that kind of bridge in there anyway. Everybody knows Alan. So I think it's just all how you take it. And so what we do is we get Irish acts over there, and they'll bring their Irish touch to country music.
Yeah.
But what I love about country music is it focuses more on the story. It's what it is. However you dress that story up, what pieces you use, I think are secondary to the song itself.
What's your favorite story song of all time?
I don't know, man. There's so many good ones. And I know it's not a story song, but I think my favorite song since I was a kid is American Pie.
Right,
you take that journey and you go through that thing. That's cool. Of our stuff, Lonesome Dove is a beautiful story song. Thunder Rolls is a fun story song to take every night. Even though the journey is the same every night, it feels different every night. So I just like story songs.
And of course, I mean, like, you know, Bono can do Is It Getting Better? And everybody sings along with the song. You can do Looking Back, and then suddenly the whole crowd will just sing every single word of the song. What does that feel like for an artist on the stage?
The best way I can describe it is you have to keep looking down just to make sure that your feet are on the stage. I mean, you feel like you're levitating. It's the most beautiful thing, and all you can think of is, I wish Tony Arata, who wrote The Dance, was standing right here.
Yeah.
I wish Victoria Shaw, who wrote The River, was standing right here to hear these people sing these songs, Unanswered Prayers, Friends in Low Places. It doesn't matter. We did Beaches of Cheyenne here last night, which the writer is right out in the hall. And they knew it word for word. Mm. We had a song called Tearing It Up and Burn It Down that wasn't even done yet. And by the time it hit the second chorus, they were singing along with it. So it's amazing.
Everybody is very excited. I know we don't have a lot of time. I know you're trying to talk to as many people as you can. But have you got a message for your fans? And maybe you can... Where's it? Oh, there you go. A message for the fans in Ireland listening right now to The Breakfast Show on Today FM. And just, the gigs are on the 9th and 10th. Maybe there'll be more. We don't know yet. But anyway, they're going on sale this week. So Garth Brooks, talk to the people.
Oh, well, the first thing I'd always say is just thank you for my life, of course. But for anybody who had a ticket last time, I would love to somehow get together and finish this dance we started. I mean, that would be the dream for me.
Yeah, very good. Garth, thank you very much. We'll see you later in next year.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Weekdays from 7 a.m.